From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. With the holiday season in full swing, lots of folks are traveling near and far. So do you have a plan of action if you or someone you love gets sick during your travels? Dr. David Pate, the former CEO of St. Luke's Health System, recently wrote a blog post about medical considerations you need to think about while you're traveling, and he is joining us live today to talk more. Hi, Dr. Pate.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, so very quickly, let's first talk about the significant rises we're seeing in things like influenza, RSV, and COVID right now, Dr. Pate, because that, of course, plays into travel.
Well, it certainly does. So with respect to RSV, which was already high, there is some potential encouraging news that maybe it's reached a peak, but remember, a peak is the highest point. And so, you know, here it is, right as we're getting ready to travel. So we're going to really worry about the youngest children, especially those under two. And we're going to worry about those that are over 60. And there is a vaccine available, so be sure to talk to your doctor about potentially getting that vaccine. Then influenza, as we've been talking about for weeks now, Gemma, has been picking up across the United States, is still relatively low in Idaho, which is not unusual. We're usually kind of late to the party, tending to get more of our activity in January, but it is on the rise. And there's many parts of the United States, particularly south and southeastern United States, where the activity is extremely high. So if you're traveling there, we also have some neighboring states like Wyoming and Nevada, where they have much higher influenza levels than we do. So, and again, there's a vaccine. And particularly, we just got some good news for moms. If you get the flu shot, we see some significant improvement in protecting your newborn when they're born. So get your flu shots. Then COVID is significantly rising, and it is particularly in the Midwest. And then also we're seeing a lot in the Northeast. There are high levels everywhere, and models are predicting that we may have the second highest wave by, say, January 9th or so. That means infections. It doesn't mean the same kind of thing we saw before and overwhelming our hospitals, but lots of disease activity. And then, of course, keep in mind, if you're traveling out of the country, there are some countries with much higher levels of COVID than we're experiencing right now.
Okay, so let's get into travel, because this is a very popular travel time, Dr. Pate. And let's go international, if folks are going to be traveling internationally at all. Because you write in your recent blog post, we kind of need to think about, you know, medical consideration itinerary, similar to how we think of an itinerary when we're actually traveling.
Yeah, and this is a problem that I commonly deal with when people get out of the country and then have a health problem that they haven't planned for and they need help. So several things to keep in mind. Number one, make sure you're taking your medications. Also, check with those countries, and I give websites and links in my blog piece to help you look to where you need to go. But some of those countries will require certain of those medications to be in medication bottles rather than in pill boxes. So check and see what those rules are. Also, especially at this time, and given the shortages we've had with some of the over-the-counter medicines, it's going to be tempting to take some symptomatic treatments with you in case somebody gets sick. Be careful. You would be surprised. Some of the things that we can walk right in and get in our pharmacies over the counter without a prescription can be illegal in certain countries. So it can be crimes. So make sure you check the embassy's list. And again, I've provided those links. Another thing is you need to anticipate, just in case things would get bad, what would be the best hospital for you to go to. And the rating systems for international hospitals aren't as robust as we have here in the United States. In my blog piece, I give you sites to check U.S. hospitals if you're traveling somewhere, but also ways that you can check and get some assurance about foreign hospitals. So have a plan. And then also be careful. And a lot of times people will choose to get medical evacuation insurance. Keep in mind, there's a lot of potential important differences. I've dealt with a lot of families who have a loved one who ends up in the hospital and they're stuck there. First of all, a lot of those hospitals don't accept U.S. insurance like we do here in the United States, and they may be requiring you to pay cash and paying every day or every week. So you may want to get transferred as soon as you can. So having that air evacuation plan can come in handy, but some of those plans will only take you to the closest hospital, not necessarily fly you back to the United States. Plus, you have to look, even if it will fly the person, will it allow the spouse? Or if it's your child, will it allow the parent to fly too? So you got to check that. There's a lot of details, and I go into some of those details on my blog.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit more about the medication part of this, Dr. Pate. We only have about 2 minutes left, but you say, you know, put it in your carry-on bag, of course. But also, you say make a list of those prescriptions, because I'm thinking about, we're going to be traveling internationally this summer. I take certain prescription medication. I've never thought about doing this.
Yeah, it can be very important, especially if you're going to a non-English speaking country. First of all, they may not have the same medications as we do in the United States, or they may have them by different brand names. So different countries are different. So taking a list of what the medications are you're taking, and as well as the doses and what you're taking it for, can be a big help. And of course, if it is a non-English speaking country, look at translating that document into that foreign language, so that if you are in a situation where there's an emergency, those doctors and nurses can read and see what you have. And there's various different apps and programs on computers, and I give some tips on that on my website about where you can get things translated. Be careful that not all medical things translate really well. So particularly if you know someone that speaks that language that can check it for you, or your local hospital's translators would check it, that would be wise.
Such good information. Honestly, have not thought about that at all. As always, Dr. Pate, we so appreciate you. I hope you have a great holiday. And of course, we'll have you back in January.
I look forward to talking to you all next year. Happy holidays, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.